The following program is brought to you in living color.
Let me show you how this is done. Hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, stick your nose in it.
Maybe some strawberry.
Oh, there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
When do we drink it?
Now.
Mmm.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Spit it out.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
All right, everybody, get ready for a blast from the past.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We're your media resource for everything about that cute, sweet, adorable little fruit, the grape. And we are here to share it with you. Yes, we're off and bubbly in the holiday season. And Ken, you're just rolling your eyes already.
Why is it some weeks you're the Chardonnay sipping diva and other weeks you're the Chardonnay guzzling diva?
It's directly proportional what's happening during the week.
Oh, I see.
Now, if you'll remember, if
stressful
you've got,
week.
Yes, it's December. Of course, it's a stressful week. If you remember, I've been talking for a month about planning on, you know, getting all these great gifts and matching wine and having personality types. And here I thought I was ahead of the game by ordering things online, and either things aren't shipping, they're out of stock, and I am just behind the eight ball when it comes to my Christmas shopping.
Oh, okay.
I'm doomed. And then people keep asking me for suggestions, and then I give them suggestions on what to give other people that I'd already planned to give people. It's a terrible, terrible conundrum.
It is a vicious circle.
It is. I keep giving all the best ideas away. And then I get emails from people who have listened to the show and say, hey, I love your idea. Can you recommend this for this person, this for this person, this for this person? And so it's quite possible that one of our near and dear wine friends in the wine business is going to get 14 bottles of the same thing because people keep asking me what I'm getting them and what he should get.
Oh.
So it's stressing me out a little bit.
It is a very stressful life you have.
And then I did run into a small little conundrum again on my Christmas shopping list. You know, I was going to match all these wines up. I actually have friends that don't drink.
Well, so do I.
But
that would not be unusual. I mean,
it's shocking for me because let's face facts.
Now, if you said I actually have friends, I would be real surprised.
Yeah, funny. But let's face facts. I mean, you're going to have to drink to tolerate being around me at any given point. Either I get too talky or a little bit too ambitious, or I just get plain, well, I can't use that word. I get difficult. And so drinking usually helps mollify the effects of me. Well, so as I've come down my list, I have four people on my list that don't drink. And if they don't drink, then they don't like wine-oriented gifts, because what's the point of giving them wine-oriented gifts?
Well, you know how to buy other things, don't you?
Well, I do, but that defeats my plan of easy shopping, easy holiday, and making life just generally easier for me.
Right.
Because after all, it is what?
It is all about you.
Yes. All right. For our listeners, I guess I do occasionally have to talk about something besides me. But I'm curious if all of you are in the same boat I am. Invariably, I plan, and it's just not working out. Give me a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1. What I'm looking for is, one, how desperate and far behind you are. But two, I want great gifts for the non-wine drinking people. Any good ideas, any unique ideas, you try and get the music, you try and look at books, and I'm just not great at it. So any suggestions you have, call me, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or as we all know, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com comes to my BlackBerry, and I will be shopping over the next few weeks, so please do send me your suggestions. Actually, that's interesting. I just read in a news item, we had talked a while back about Cellar Master being able to go into restaurants and play with iPads and see all the wine list. And now they're coming out with new wine and food apps for the Android phone and the iPhone. So I can't wait to see what those are on it. Maybe they'll give me some insight into what I need to be doing. That, if nothing else, will give me something else to play with, and I'm supposed to be paying attention to you. So speaking of paying attention to you, we do need to do our wine recommendations for the week. And I have two, actually. One is an old favorite. The other is something new, and it's something very, very, very cool. Let me start with the old favorite, Eroica Riesling. There's been a lot of talk about Riesling over the last 6 weeks. Invariably, there always is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I'm going to remind you, this is a very, very drinkable, good wine. It blends well with all company. It tends to make people happy, whether you drink, whether you not really drink, whether you like sweet, whether you like dry. Eroica is a good choice. Eroica is made by the fine friends at Chateau St. Michel, and it is their 10th vintage. For those of you that don't know, Dr. Lucen, he actually is one of the most famous German winemakers, has come over to assist us in Washington State because he loved the grounds, loved the property, and loved what the people at St. Michel were doing. So they came together to create Eroica. And they put a lot of time and a lot of effort into this wine. The grapes are hand-harvested. They tend to harvest them at night simply because that way they stay cooler. They don't get overwhelmed. It's very fruit-driven, but it does have a slow enough fermentation that you do get a little residual sugar with it. So this is just absolutely wonderful. You get a little bit of lime. You get a little bit of peach. You get a little bit of a citrus characteristic that sometimes you don't find in Rieslings. So even if you say you don't like Rieslings, Eroica will get you through the holiday season. And for those of you who are looking for a nice gift, Eroica tends to be more pricey than the rest of the American Rieslings. So it is a good gift wine. It's a pretty package, and people will certainly thank you for it. So there you go. Eroica. Eroica Riesling. It's funny, people look at the name and have different connotations for it. I challenge you to do the same thing once you see the label.
Three times fast.
Yes, three times fast. We're lucky my foot's not in my mouth, so we're going to stick with what I know today. So there's your white recommendation. Now, your red recommendation is really, really cool. It's rare that great wineries sometimes produce new wines. And when I say new wines, I do mean something that they have not produced before. Stag's Leap has put out something called the Hands of Time Red. And what this is, it's a tribute to Warren Winiarski, all the viticulturists, all the winemakers, everybody who has helped them become one of the first growths of American Cabernet. And what they have done, they put together a Bordeaux blend of Cabernet, Merlot, and Syrah. And this is the first year they're going to do it. I hope that they're going to continue to do it because, one, it's a unique package. Two, it is something that, even though everyone says, oh, I know Stag's Leap, I know SLV, I know Faye, I know these wines, this is something that can be brought to the table that no one has seen before and they can really enjoy. Because remember on a previous show, I talked about the fact that sometimes when you get these big Cabernets that are just released, that are coming out, they can be a little too tannic. They can be a little bit overwhelming for the table. This way you can enjoy Stag's Leap, well, pretty much right now. Very soft, very drinkable, but it's got that great stand-up fruit. It's got a nice tannic structure, but it really is. It's supple. It's sexy. I think it's on a way to being a legendary wine coming out of Stag's Leap. So Hands of Time Red, not only is it great to pour for your table right now, it will make a lovely gift for those of you looking for things for the holidays. Now, Kent, as I get off on my rambling, I'm sure that you are totally done with your Christmas. You've done all your shopping. Everything's finished, right?
Yes, being the organized person that I am, all of that was done back last January.
Of course. Yeah. You know, Kent never has to come. Yeah, Kent never has to come to the studio saying, why are you here? Are we taping today?
That's right. I walk in, Laura's sitting in the chair, so we do a show.
Yeah.
Better.
Why not? We'll make things up. Hey, for those of you who truly do pay attention to the show, and if you'll notice from show to show, if you hear the same music that you heard last week, that's because Kent's walked down CNB and said, oh, right, you, we got to do something, don't we?
Showtime. All right. Now, I have new music today. I planned.
You planned ahead.
It's stuff you've never heard before.
Oh, boy.
No, it's stuff that you've heard before, but we have not used on the show before.
Is that my Christmas present?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do I need to be concerned?
No.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Well, listen, we're going to have some fun today. Usually we have a guest come and talk to us, but for those of you who are even remotely tangented to the wine business at all, you know that this time of year that the winery suppliers and winemakers, well, now that they've gotten harvest behind them and now that all the wholesalers don't want to talk to them and the restaurateurs don't want to talk to them, they all tend to run around in their pajamas and their fuzzy slippers all through the month of December. So surprisingly, we could find nobody that was interested in talking to us this week, but it's an added boon. It's going to be a blessing because I'm finally going to catch up on a lot of your emails and a lot of your phone calls. And we've got some great emails and got some great phone calls. And at some point during the show, I am going to go over, remember when I asked you to come up with this idea of how vines could be insidious, how they can be awful, how they could be malicious? I have gotten some great responses to that. Kent, you do remember that. That entertained me to no end.
Yes, I do remember that.
I think the show's going to be Vines, and it's going to be one of those late-night soap operas until all of a sudden the Vines were evil.
Yeah.
So I do have some
That was just a little too weird. We got letters about that.
But I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Now, some people were boring when they said, how can Vines be evil and dangerous? Oh, they're going to give you massive headaches. Oh, the sulfites are going to ruin your health. Oh, it's going to sneak in your closet and ruin all your clothes. But some people really were creative with that. So we will have those.
Too far out there.
It's never too far out there to be part of the Wine Crush.
Okay.
Ever. Well, once again, call us 877-4CRUSH1 or email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com, and let me know how you're doing on your holiday shopping or give me some brilliant ideas and insights so you don't have to listen to this week after week. We're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we will get into some of your interesting queries and see what answers we can come up with.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wine Crush, I'm Laura Lawson, and I've got to start off this segment with one of my favorite ways that a grapevine can be evil. This was sent in by, looks like, Peter. Peter writes, the vines are actually naturalized French citizen plants who are sneakily trying to make us drink French Burgundy as opposed to California Cabernet.
That's always a possibility.
Yes, it
always
is.
Always a possibility.
Anytime the French are involved, something's going to be questionable. Well, let's see. Let's be brave. Let's start with an email. And this is kind of straightforward. It's going to be generic, and I can have a little fun with this. The first one is, I am hosting a party. What are your top five must-haves for the party? Well, we can go so many different directions with this. Obviously, we all know that my wine choices are champagne, Chardonnay, Cabernet. It doesn't matter about that. Let's look at this from a broader picture, shall we? Why don't we look at the forest instead of the trees? This is something I have learned over the past 4 weekends. Actually, I had learned this a lot over the last 20 years. I just remembered it over the last 4 weekends. Number one, clean glassware. It doesn't matter if they match. It doesn't matter if they have, little reindeer on the side. It doesn't matter if they have hearts on the side. If you're going to be pouring wine at your party, I don't care if all your glasses even look like, what were those little grape jelly jars you used to could get from Welch's that had Yosemite Sam on the front of them? I don't care what you're going to serve your wine in, but please make sure it's clean. A lot of time when people are hosting a party, they save all their efforts and all their times for one a year. And that means that all their champagne glasses or all their wine glasses are stuck up in that cabinet that's over the refrigerator. And don't laugh. Every single one of y'all driving know exactly what I'm talking about. Everyone has those cabinets that you have to climb up on top of other cabinets, lean on top of the refrigerator to pull the glasses out of. If you're going to go to that much trouble, please wash the glasses. Run them through the dishwasher in a rinse cycle. You don't even have to put soap and water. Just if they're going to sit up there all year, they're going to get dusty and they're going to smell musty. And so if they're dusty and they smell musty and you put something in them, it doesn't matter if you're putting a $200 bottle of wine into these glasses, the wine is not going to taste right. So at least go to that extra step if you're going to do it. And keep in mind, too, you don't have to have great glassware. One of the most fun parties I went to, they had little decorated the insulated plastic cups. Someone had taken the time to decorate them with Christmas and hand them out to everybody, and they had people's names on them, so at least we knew what we were drinking when. Once again, those plastic cups work, but let me give you a piece of advice. If you're going to use plastic cups, think about the stuff you can go to your Mega Mart, and they have the glass in the bottom separate. Do not use those glasses. It will cause you a world of aggravation. Number one, they're usually cracked. Number two, by the time you get done sticking all the little bottoms on the bottom, keep in mind, some drunk's going to pick up their glass, the bottom's going to stay, they're going to sit it back down on the counter, and you're going to have red wine everywhere. So the glassware, it doesn't matter, just as long as it's clean. Kent, are you flagging somebody down?
No, I was trying to hail a cab. No, I have a question.
Okay.
I love your idea, first of all, about washing the glasses every so often. As a matter of fact, in my house growing up, that's what we did every Labor Day. We pulled every glass out of every cabinet, every plate, everything that could have gotten any dust on it throughout the year because we didn't use it very much, and we washed it on Labor Day.
How appropriate.
Why so today I still hate Labor Day,
yeah.
Okay?
Labor Day actually has meaning for you. It was laborious.
Right, but here's my other question, too. Have you ever gotten a glass of wine served in a glass that's clean, but it tastes a little like the detergent they use to clean the glass?
Yes, that happens a lot, especially in restaurants. And what happens, number one, in your house, if you're going to go to the trouble of doing glasses a lot and running them through the dishwasher, spend the extra $4 to get the Jet Dry or the Cascade or whatever the little thing is that you can buy and that you only have to dump in your dishwasher every 2 months. Go to the trouble because the sheeting action will get rid of the detergent inside. But restaurants are the worst for that, Kent, because obviously this time of year they get very, very busy. So they're trying to rush through the dishwasher. I learned this the other day. The whole dishwashing process in a restaurant for glasses can be done in 1 minute and 40 seconds.
Mm.
That's kind of, it was very disturbing to know that's how long it took, but apparently they get the glasses up to 212 degrees.
Yeah.
But if they aren't rinsing it correctly or they don't have the rinsing agent in it, then yes, you're going to find out your wine tastes soapy.
Yeah.
And no one ever likes things
that
taste soapy.
Do not like that, yeah.
All right. The second thing, if you're hosting a party, there was a point to this. This kind person is hosting a party. What are your top five must-haves? So clean glassware, number one. Number two, it sounds really simple, but people forget it. Water. You need water, particularly if you're doing a wine tasting, particularly if you're going to have, whether it's spirits, whether it's liquor, whether it's beer, but especially if you have wine out, have pitchers of water available because it's really uncomfortable. You know, I had my second glass of Chardonnay. I know the old adage at the holiday season, I'm going to let you in for a secret. For those of you who don't want to wake up with your head hurting the next day, for every glass of wine you drink, drink a glass of water behind it. Number one, it slows you down. Number two, it helps you from getting dehydrated. But a lot of party planners, they're like, okay, I've got all this out. I've got my wine. I've got my Cabernet. I've got my Chardonnay. I've got the bottle of scotch I have to have, and I got my bottle of port. Check, I'm done. Just have pitchers of ice water on the counter so people, if they get tired of drinking Chardonnay, they don't have to go over to the sink, rinse their glass out, and fill it up with water. It will make you feel more comfortable. It'll make your guests feel more comfortable because other than that, you're going to have people coming up, do you have bottled water? Can I get this? Can I get that? If you just have it out on the counter, you'll be good to go. Number three, hosting a party, top five must-haves for the party, you must have enough. I know a lot of people are worried about over-serving this time of year. I know that a lot of people are thinking, well, I don't want people to get too intoxicated. But honestly, nothing can kill a party like not having enough wine or liquor or spirits or beer or cola or punch. Just always make sure you're going to have enough to serve for your guest. And that all depends on your guest count and if your people drink and how they drink. But do plan ahead. It is always better to have a couple bottles left over at the end of the night than to all of a sudden be short. Because let's face facts, you don't want to send anyone to the grocery store after you've already been celebrating. Number four, non-alcoholic beverages. There are people who are designated drivers, and I have to admit, I am not the best at this. But there are people who do not drink during the holidays, so in your party, make sure they're out and they're accessible. Whether it's Coke, whether it's Diet Coke, whether it's tea, orange juice, whatever else, make sure that people don't feel uncomfortable asking for non-alcoholic beverages. And number five, must-haves for the party, have a red and a white. I am guilty sometimes about having plenty of white and not opening the red, but make sure your guests at least have a choice. They don't have to have 18 whites and 12 different reds to pick from, but they do need to have the option if they either want Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, they can get a white wine, or if they only drink red, they can get red. So I hope that helped. Those are the top five that I would recommend. We're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we will actually take some of your calls on the wine line and try and continue to answer your email questions.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a
football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I
want to
be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Oh. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Wine Crush, I'm Laura Lawson. Well, Kent, I'm certainly enjoying the new music, but you're going to pull Jimmy Buffett in December?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's festive. Party time.
Definitely festive. You going to start doing a little Fens dance for me?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
All right. Well, Can you at least get someone lined up on the wine line for us?
I've got that standing by here. We have Jim from Michigan. Matter of fact, we have a wide assortment of wonderful calls for you today.
Do I catch a bit of sarcasm in your voice? Yes. Have they been screened for four-letter words, Kent?
I screened them. I edited the best I could.
So. All right. Well, in that case, we will take a gander and try and jump in the tank with the sharks and talk to Jim on the wine line. Jim, welcome to The Crush.
Hi, Laura. I heard you matching wines and personalities, and I really like that idea. I need a recommendation, though. This is for a friend who is outgoing, but she lacks some self-confidence. She has a bubbly sense of humor, but she can also be dry at times. After she's had a few drinks, she has the ability to overwhelm a conversation, but usually in a good way. Any thoughts on a good wine for her?
All right, Kent, this was a plant, wasn't it?
No. Did you notice Jim, though, in his phraseology, was trying to kiss up? Bubbly sense of humor.
Yes.
No.
I'm telling you, it's a plant. Who was that?
No.
Okay.
It's not a plant.
It had a DJ voice to it, too.
No. Oh, some people out there actually have DJ voices, and they're not DJs.
All right. You've set me up. All right, Jim, I'm going to try and do the best I can for you. Bubbly sense of humor, I guess you are looking for something that's going to be a little bit sparkling, a little bit effervescent, but dry at times, so that we're not going to lean toward the sweet side of things. Outgoing, but lacks self-confidence. Now, there are three different wines that come to mind, or three different types of wine that come to mind. So let's see if we can walk through them. The first one, just because of the lacking self-confidence, I'm going to go for a Washington State Sparkling. There's a lot of great sparklings coming out from Washington State, but they don't really have the notoriety that, say, the California sparklings do, of course, those from Champagne and other places. So they make great wines. You can get the Blanc de Noirs, which are very, very dry, and they also have the nice bubbles to them. So Washington State Sparkling, we talked about St. Michel earlier, so there in my mind, Domaine St. Michel makes a Blanc de Noir that actually is very, very good and very, very reasonable. So that would be one suggestion. Another one I would suggest, just because I really have gotten into wines from this region. Now, as much as I bash the French, I do appreciate their sparkling contributions. So Champagne's a little bit too obvious, but in the Loire Valley, they tend to make some sparkling wines out of Chenin Blanc. And in doing so, they can be very dry. They can have great sparkle to them. But once again, they can over-dominate the conversation because, say, I use Bouvet Brut. And Bouvet Brut is really great, but it can be a little bit overwhelming. It has the dry to it. And once again, it can have that lack of self-confidence because people don't really know Cremant wines. So my first two recommendations are Washington State Sparkling. We can also look at Cremant from the Loire Valley. Now, as long as you aren't trying to pick someone absolutely specific, I've got to go with my fallback. I've got to skip the unassuming. I've got to skip the lack of self-confidence because you did say that this person tends to take over a party. I've got to go with rosé then. Rosé, it's real pretty in the glass. It's nice and pink. And people don't tend to have a lot of confidence in the pink wines until, of course, they open it up and they taste it. And then rosé steal the show. So I think I will pick Domaine Carneris Brut Rosé from California for that. So hopefully those three suggestions help. I am curious. I'm not going to let it go, but I still do think that's a plant. But for the record, if it's a gift for me, definitely the Domaine Carneris Brut Rosé. I will be looking for my bottle, Jim. See, right. Kent, you didn't think I'd be able to pull that off, did
all
you?
All right, that's fine.
All right. Fine. Is there another victim on the wine line by
there
chance?
There is a victim on the wine. This is the favorite of mine, this caller. Our callers today seem to have personality issues. So here's the next one. You ready? Are you ready for this?
All right. Let's get it rolling. I think we have Ted on the wine line. Ted, welcome to The Crush.
I'm going to be going to a Christmas party this weekend, and there's going to be this obnoxious jerk there who's always showing off all the knowledge he has about wine. And I was hoping you could give me just some kind of little fact about wine I could stump him with. I really get sick of hearing this guy, so I really want to mess him up one time. So I appreciate if you could just, you know, throw a little something out there that this guy probably won't know.
Oh, my God. We're having a lot of fun today. All right.
I didn't know Michael Ambrose would be throwing parties this early this week.
Oh, wow. God, I hadn't thought of Bros. We ought to drag him up here one day. All right, Ted. Number one, don't mess him up. It's not worth it. As far as little factoids, when you run into rude people like that, it's not going to matter what kind of factoid you can come up with. They're going to find some way to argue with you. I can think of some of the best things I have dealt with people, you know, from them swearing they drank this certain vintage that I knew never existed. But the most fun you can have with people like that when they get off on a tangent and they start talking about how a wine smells or what they've consumed or what they had, the best thing you can do is look them dead in the eye and say, so what's your favorite wine? And they will kind of look at you and they'll either do one of two things. They'll go into this long dissertation about what they drank the other day. And at that point, you cut them off and said, no, what's your favorite wine? Or they will go back to the whole point of, I'll have to get back to you on that. Wine snobs, if you put them right there, you put them on the spot and you ask them what their favorite wine is, it's always just totally going to shatter them simply because they are so used to repeating what they've read, what they've been told, or what someone else likes that generally they won't come up with their own opinion. And in doing so, it will really catch them off guard and off balance to be asked something what their own opinion is. Yes, they can tell you what they like. Yes, they can tell you this. But if you put someone on the spot and ask them their favorite wine, it will stump them. I do that. Number one, I have done it to people. But number two, people have done it to me. And since I usually use this piece of advice to get out of conversations that you don't want to be in to begin with, I guess I should pay heed when people ask me what my favorite wine is. That's why I try and just go ahead and claim all the way along. I'm the Chardonnay guzzling diva and just leave it at that.
So how do you know when you're in the room with a wine snob? What's the giveaway?
One of two things. One, they run from me. And they just totally avoid and stay on the other side of the room from me. Or two, they come up, I think a lot of people I look a little bit young for my age. So a lot of people will look at me and not think I can possibly know everything about wine. So they will come up and it's almost like who wants to be a millionaire about wine questions.
Oh.
So I get put on the spot. What about this? What about this? What about this? They're looking for a reason to argue with me. So like I said, one of two extremes. One, they're going to try and knock me off my pedestal and prove that they are king of the hill. Or two, they tuck their tail between the legs and stay on the opposite side of the room.
Mm.
Now, there are reasons for some of those people to tuck their tail and leave on the other side of the room. Those are usually the ones that have already tried to knock me off my pedestal. But you got to have fun with it.
Do you easily intimidate people at parties like that? Do you seriously? I mean, do they know your girth and your power as soon as you walk in the room?
My girth and my power. What are you intimidating? Okay, yeah, I gained a little weight over Thanksgiving.
No.
What are you making out of it? Your
might and your power.
No. And I try, if I'm at big parties where a lot of wine people are going to be present, I make a point to drink scotch.
Oh, okay.
I just do. I sit in the corner, have my little scotch, and if someone really wants to talk about wine who is not trying to be pretentious, then yes, I will slip up on them and talk a little bit. But other than that, I try and enjoy my scotch and enjoy the company and not talk about a beverage. I got better things to do at parties than talk about beverage. Well, speaking of better things to do, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we're going to continue this entertaining quest of answering your calls and your emails.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is the Wine Crush.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5735. That's 1-800-829-5735. Again, 1-800-829-5735.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson, and this is The Wine Crush, and today we're having a lot of fun answering your holiday calls and your emails. just so we can keep ourselves in touch. For those of you that aren't hearing the answers to your questions, it means you haven't asked the right questions yet. Please do so. 877-4-CRUSH-1 so that Kit can be entertained and screen your phone calls. And as you can tell, Kit will decide whether you have a personality or not. For those of you who are a little more shy, you can reach out to me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. And even then, you can go to the Wine Crush website, which, of course, is winecrush.com, and send us an email from there. Also, feel free to comment. We do keep our blogs. We keep our links. So if you ever have questions about what we have done on shows past, then you can go to the website, and it will tell you probably more than you want to know. Usually, it tells me more than I want to know. So we'll go there. Well, we are continuing along our lines, and I do have an email. I'm not sure if I'm brave enough to deal with Kent another phone call right now. But I do have this one, and I can probably talk as long or as little about this as I want to. It is that time of season again for holiday parties. Could you go over a few of your top wine etiquette reminders? See, these are fun. These just kind of set me off. Number one, and I do mean this, that I don't know whether it's being raised in the South. I don't know where this comes from. But if you're invited to a holiday party, never go empty-handed. I'm not saying you have to go bake. I'm not saying you have to bring food, but always bring some kind of little hostess gift or host gift, however you want to look at it. But if you're going to someone's home, you better have something in your hand, whether it's a poinsettia, whether it's even a bottle of wine, whether it's Knight Sussex coasters. It doesn't have to cost you much. It just needs to be some little token saying thank you for inviting me into your home. I know it sounds very strange, but it is much appreciated. But on that note, I have a lot of friends, and I do this to a lot of people, who like to not show off with wine, but if they have a really special bottle they want to bring, they want everyone who they know is going to be at the party to taste, there is a way to handle this. Because a lot of times we've dealt with this question on The Crush time and time again. I've had friends who have brought bottle of wines over to people's houses, and when the host sees it, they put it on the counter and they don't open it. And, of course, my friend then wants to try the wine and keeps looking at the wine. And short of really running in the kitchen, grabbing a wine tool and opening it yourself, there's not anything you can do. Well, at least not diplomatically. So here is a way to handle this. For those of you who want to bring wine as a hostess gift and also bring wine to drink, number one, if it's white, make sure it's chilled. Obviously, if a host grabs a bottle of chilled wine from your hand, they're going to know chances are they're supposed to drink it at the party. But two, tie a bow on one of the bottles. Here, this bottle is for you with a bow on it. Thank you very much for having me at your home. And in the other hand, you can have a bottle. Hey, I was looking through my cellar. It's time to drink this. I figured maybe we could open this tonight. That way it gives you a good out. You get to try your wine. The host gets a gift and everybody's happy. So keep that in mind. So number one, never go empty-handed. Number two, drink what you're given. I know a lot of people, and it does sound counterproductive to the advice I just gave. However, people tend to go to parties. Like I said, I believe two segments ago, what my advice was for people giving parties, and that was to always have a red and a white. Anyone who is brave enough to be throwing a party at their home during the holiday season, you have to respect them. Let's face facts, all of us are running around. We're trying to get our holiday shopping done. We're trying to get our travel plans together. It's a crazy time of year. Now, think about the poor soul who is willing to open their house, which means the house has been cleaned, linens have been done, everything's been taken care of, so the house is decorated and spotless so all 40 of their friends can come over. So you have to have some sympathy for the person throwing the party. If they have one red and one white, just drink it. Don't talk about what you had at the last party. Don't talk about the fact, oh, I don't like that, I'll have something else. Be very subtle. You ask for a glass of red wine, your host hands you a glass of red wine. Unless it's court, drink it. Be quiet and drink it. Doesn't mean you have to have a second glass, but don't let the host see you pouring it down the sink.
Now, wait, you've always done that. You've never dumped a glass of wine in a potted plant.
I never have.
Okay.
At my own parties, I've thrown it out the windows. I've poured it on my plants. I've poured it on my grass. I swear to God, there's this one plant I have in my kitchen. I will never get rid of it. I had it for 6 years. It's lived off nothing but bad Chardonnay. And it's the healthiest plant you've ever seen in your life.
And the happiest, probably.
It is. So, yeah. Very, very happy corn plant. Love Chardonnay. But no, in someone else's house, it doesn't matter. I'm not there to sample wine. I'm not there to critique wine. I'm not there to talk wine, as we covered in the last segment. I'm there to enjoy my host and the people around me. And if scarfing down a bad glass of wine or one that I don't like ensures everybody else is a little bit happier and no one else is subconscious about what's going on, then fine. Drink the wine. It doesn't hurt anybody.
So, yeah. So what type of wine are you most likely to not like? I know you don't like the, what you call, fermented Kool-Aid.
As far as not liking, a lot of people will make punches out of wine, whether it's sangria, whether it's wine spritzers, whether it's things like that. I would prefer not to drink those. It doesn't mean I won't drink them. I would just prefer not to. I'd rather have, I don't care if it came out of the box, I'd rather have the wine without the addendums to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like mimosas. I just think it's terrible to ruin champagne by putting orange juice in it. I'll get my vitamin C from a tablet. Thank you.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. So drink what you're given. No wine snobs. Number three, know when to leave. And on the same token, know when to arrive. Let's start with know when to leave. We've all done parties, and especially those of us who have a grand drinking crowd, if you follow the advice I give, make sure you have plenty of wine, make sure people are comfortable, make sure you don't insult the host. People are less likely to want to leave. But it does come a point at night, if you look around and there are only four people left at the party, it's time for you to go. It's called the self-perpetuation myth, and it never fails, whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's at a trade show, whether it's at someone's home. If you don't think you're going to be the last person to leave, if you look over and say, oh, well, look, those three people are still here, I can stay. No, don't ever be one of those people. Make sure you know when it's time to go home. On the flip side of that, make sure you know when to get there. Look, I know we all talk in business about the idea that you need to be 10 minutes early. My personal opinion, when it comes to business, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. However, for holiday parties, those of you who think you're going to show up 15 minutes early so you can get extra time with the host or hostess or help them set up, just don't. Don't. If anyone else is going through the holidays like I am and rushing around like a mad person, I am lucky to be dressed and the house done 3 minutes before that door is supposed to open. So unless you have been specifically invited to come over early and help, just don't. So know when to get there and know when to leave, and I think that's great etiquette all the way around. Now, here is a strange one I ran into last year. Offer to bring something. If you're doing get-togethers, your friends are doing hosts, hey, what can I bring? And if I look at you and I say, if you don't mind, could you bring that broccoli souffle? Your host is counting on you to bring that broccoli souffle. Don't change your mind and bring something else. If you offer to bring something and are told to bring something, bring it. Don't, no ifs, ands, or buts. If you're told to bring Chardonnay, don't bring Cabernet because you like the price or the bottle better. It's just that cut and dried. So if you follow these pieces of holiday etiquette, you will have a great holiday season, as will your host and everybody else. Well, we're going to take a small break again right here, and then we're going to wrap up the show and see what other great bits of wisdom we can leave you with here in December.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Thank you so much for your calls and emails. It's been fun to get off on some of these tangents and talk about things that I think you should do and things that I think you shouldn't do. But I believe it was Ted's phone call that struck a nerve in me, so I'm going to end the show on a small little rant. There are those of you out there, and you know who you are, that are the ones who at a holiday get-together, an office party, or out at a dinner, are the ones that are going to tell me and whoever else around you that you had a Petrus last night, that you drank a Saint Emilion, that you drank a Harlan, that you drank a Screaming Eagle, that you have consumed all these amazing wines. Well, I think it's great that you've had the opportunity, but when you kind of people sit down and you start a conversation by telling everyone around you what you've already consumed, the only thing that you are telling anybody is, one, you don't really know about wine, and two, you're a little bit underconfident. Because ultimately, if you can't talk about, hey, you had this great Syrah the other night, but you can't remember what it was, that's one thing. But when you feel a need to name drop, when you feel a need to tell someone about the prestigious wine that you drank and hoping that the prestige of that wine is going to wear off on you, then you need to find another topic of conversation. You need to find somewhere else to turn to, or you need to go sit in the corner quietly by yourself. Because ultimately, we don't care what you drank yesterday. We only care about what you're doing now in front of us. If we're drinking something outstanding and you want to comment on it, hey, this Syrah in my glass is really, really good, then absolutely please do. But if you're going to actually talk about what you consumed the other day, then make sure you brought enough for all of us. Because if it was that important to you that 48 hours you're going to bring it up, then apparently we all should be sharing it now. So that's my little holiday rant. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. As always, here at The Crush, we remind you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, and most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.